Good morning, everyone. I trust everyone had a good night's sleep. Today is May 23rd, 2019. It's 8:58 a.m. and I'm just now finishing a long third-hour work shift, so I'm wide awake. I'm going to start my morning discussion. Let's talk some more about post-traumatic stress disorder. I have a couple listeners who are trying to manage and cope, so let's talk a little bit about today. This is coming from the medical news today. It was published Friday, October 20th, 2017. Five ways to cope with post-traumatic stress disorder. And let's go over what post-traumatic stress disorder is. It is a disorder in which it's caused by witnessing or being part of a frightening or shocking event, and it can affect day-to-day life and productivity. Post-traumatic stress disorder is best known as a condition that affects people who have served in the military and who are therefore most likely to have witnessed a disturbing event on the battlefield. Yet developing post-traumatic stress disorder can be a natural response to any number of distressing experiences such as sexual abuse, physical assault, accidents, or any type of violence. The symptoms include heightened state of anxiety, especially accompanied by persistent flashbacks of the traumatic event, sleeplessness, moodiness, and avoidance of places or social situations that might trigger flashbacks. Post-traumatic stress disorder can last for years, and its symptoms can severely impact overall quality of life. That being the case, it can sometimes be tempting to apply negative coping strategies to deal with symptoms of post-traumatic stress disorder. Negative coping strategies may seem helpful on the spur of the moment, yet they can easily turn self-destructive in the long term. These can include resorting to alcohol or recreational drugs to numb your feelings, decrease stress, or quieten your thoughts. Alcohol and other substances may take the edge off to begin with, but can cause addiction if used as a substitute for a proper treatment, such as cognitive behavioral therapy, known as CBT, which has been recognized as a safe and effective intervention for this disorder. So what are some of the things you can do in addition to CBT and any other treatments recommended by your doctor in order to keep your post-traumatic stress disorder symptoms under control? One is mindfulness meditation. Increasingly, meditation and mindfulness-based relaxation techniques have been shown to help manage a range of disorders. A review of mindfulness-based treatments for post-traumatic stress disorder to a few therapists that have found effective in reducing avoidance and self-blaming people diagnosed with this disorder. These are mindfulness-based stress reduction, which is an 8-week intensive program focused on the practice of mindfulness meditation that aims to train people to focus their attention on their breath and learn to avoid getting carried away by intrusive thoughts. The next one is mindfulness-based cognitive therapy. It's defined as an adaptation of MBSR, has a very similar structure but is designed to target depressive moods and negative thoughts more specifically. There's another type, it's mindfulness-based exposure therapy, and it's 16-week non-trauma-focused therapy that incorporates mindfulness-based cognitive therapy and favors safe and controlled exposure to avoid stimuli focused on self-compassion training. Okay, and I'm going to go through another coping skill. It's regain focus through physical activity. Many people who have been diagnosed with post-traumatic stress disorder say that finding an enjoyable physical activity that they can perform regularly has helped them to reduce their levels of stress and cope with their symptoms. Aromatherapy may be effective in reducing symptoms of chronic stress and anxiety associated with post-traumatic stress disorder. This study was only conducted on mice, and these effects are yet to be replicated in human cohort. Still, some individuals diagnosed with PTSD have said that aromatherapy can be a helpful relaxation strategy and is effective at lowering stress levels. Art therapy. A type of PTSD therapy has been picking up steam over the past few years is art therapy. Led by specialists trained to work with people who have experienced traumatic situations, this type of therapy aims to help individuals externalize their emotions and learn to cope with the distress and memories through art such as painting or sculpture. has been effective in helping people to cope with the disruptive symptoms is adopting a pet that is especially trained to recognize and prevent or interrupt the onset of symptoms. A number of studies have shown that adopting a trained animal has a positive impact, at least in the short term, by helping people to manage post-traumatic stress disorder-related depression and anxiety, as well as other symptoms such as nightmares. For more specialized information about post-traumatic stress disorder, coping strategies, and available resources, have a look at the dedicated page on the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the ADAA website. Thank you, and I hope everyone has a blessed day, stress-free, and remember all, give God thanks first, not last.